It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
When you hear that music, you know what it is. It's the start of today's show. Today's Locked On Jaguars episode, Monday through Friday, yours every day because it's your team every day. I am Tony Wiggins, and I'm going to let you know right now, at the very top, it's free on all platforms. That's right. It's free on all platforms. You do not have to pay for the content. All of our podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network is free on all platforms. We're going to discuss today. Home opener, man. Can they get it back? I know I'm going to tell you who's going to have it is the fans. The fans are going to be ready to go. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Got a team coming in from, I guess it's the Central Mountain, but kind of the West Coast in Denver. They have to come get used to this hot sun. I know Jaguar fans, especially the Bowl City Brigade, they're going to be out there at TIA Bank Field probably very early in the morning. I'll be there. I'll be in the press box Sunday watching the action. Can they get it back? And I know it's hard to talk about getting something back after just 1 week. But they need to get it back. We're going to discuss it. I'm going to tell you how I think they can do it in segment two. And I'm going to tell you what they can't do and they should not do if they expect good things to happen. We'll talk about that in segment three, and then I'll give you a prediction. Sunday morning, if you're tailgating and you need something to listen to, the Locked On Sunday pregame show that talks about every game, every team in depth. It's Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. with Ross Jackson and Cody Rohr. Follow and subscribe to Locked On NFL on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and don't forget to turn on notifications to be notified when the show goes live every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. I'm going to tell you a lot about that matchup, too. But getting back to it, what do the Jaguars have to do to make sure that they can grab your attention back and re-energize your enthusiasm levels the way that they were a week ago? Okay, I'll give it to you. First of all, you just have to get out of your own way if you're a Jacksonville Jaguar player and a Jacksonville Jaguar coach. There's no one more forgiving than a Jaguar fan. There's no group of fans that are more forgiving from a bad, ugly loss than the Jaguar fans if you can play up to your potential and if you can at the very least come out and put up a sustained challenge without making a bunch of mistakes. I've heard for years around here, Wig, man, all we want to see is a game that's going into the fourth quarter and it's not over. All we want to see is a game where we're not heading to our car at the beginning of the fourth quarter because we realize it's not worth the sacrifice of being hot. It's not worth the sacrifice of spending more money when it's inevitable that your team is going to lose. I think they have a shot Sunday, win or lose, to at least reinvigorate the passion that was so existent and persistent during the offseason. Folks just want to see competent football, man. That's all. They just want the Jaguars to match what they're putting into the team. They want the effort to match that back. I can't tell you the last time I've seen that on a consistent basis. I will tell you one of the last times was when they played the opponent that they're going to play Sunday. And that was in Denver. People tell me all the time, I mean, over the years, not just recent memory, people say one of the best times this fan group has ever had is when they came to Denver a few years back. They've had a couple of games in Denver where they were pleasantly surprised. I remember a few years ago, a few years before the last game that I'm talking about, when Justin Blackmon went to Denver and went ballistic. And that's when they had Peyton Manning and the Jags, I think, were four touchdown underdogs. They were underdog by – it was the biggest margin I ever seen. And then you look up and it's like 21-21, and Justin Blackmon is looking every bit of like Terrell Owens. Now, eventually, you know, things went things sort of went the way that everybody thought they were going to go. But Jaguar fans were really, really happy with the effort. And I know at some point we're going to get to the point as an organization where we're not necessarily celebrating these small victories, where we're actually really celebrating victories. And it won't be a small victory just to play well. But I think right now they'll take that. They'll take that confidence. They will grow. The Jaguar fans are willing to grow with this team as long as the wounds aren't self-inflicted and it doesn't look like it's totally incompetent. I think they're willing to put up with an interception from Trevor as long as they can get a fabulous looking touchdown from Trevor, because they'll see where they're going at some point. At some point, I think that's all they want. I don't think they want to be in this big vehicle without knowing where they're going. The Jaguars also, the fans want to know that it's headed in the right direction. And last week didn't do much for that. And hopefully this week will do. If it's going to go well, it's going to go well for a reason or a couple of reasons. I'll tell you what those are. And then I'll leave us with a combination of, in the third segment, what can't go wrong in order for that to happen and whether or not I think the Jaguars have a shot. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by what I have to say. I really do. I think you're going to be absolutely surprised about what I have to say. I'm not Debbie Downer all the time, man. I'm not. So hang in there with me. Segment two is coming up in just a second after I tell you guys about Built Bar. Celebrate the freedom of choice. And what do I mean by that? The freedom of choice of choosing between 9 of the best tasting protein bars you've ever had in your life. That's right. 9 great flavors. The one common factor is they're covered in chocolate. The other thing is they're actually, they have the metrics, man. The macros, they're very, very good for you health-wise. The protein levels are high, 17 to 18 grams of protein. Sugar, carbs, and all of that stuff that you don't need, they don't have a lot of it, including calories. So what you have to do is examine those Built Bars until you find, what I love to do is find my starter and my backup. My starter is the salted caramel, my backup, my go-to is the raspberry. But you can try them on your own and figure out what your favorite flavor is, man. I'm telling you, and the only way you do it is you go to built.com. Built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off of your order of Built Bars. You heard me. It's built.com, promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off of your next order of the best tasting protein bar and the healthiest protein bar. All you got to do is check the macros, man, and you'll get it all figured out. Built Bar it is at built.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off. Sunday, TIAA Bank Field, the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Denver Broncos. Oh, yeah. Big game, already sort of a must-win game for anybody that wants to make some long-term noise, that wants to make any long-term noise for this season. You rarely see teams go 0-2 and then things start turning around and going the way that they want. And once again, this is your man, Tony Wiggins, here on the Locked On Jaguars podcast. We thank you for joining us here today just to reset and let you know who we are and what we got going on. We're discussing the Denver Broncos and them coming into TIAA Bank Field. So here's the advantage. I talked about this on the crossover episode with Locked On Broncos. Anybody that's coming in here and that has to change the time zone early in the year, especially if they're coming from anywhere where the weather isn't similar, they're going to have to put up with this weather. So Denver, what they've done is usually teams travel in on Saturday. They decided they're coming in on Friday. And I don't know, the purpose of that. Maybe it's to get ahead of some sort of weather scenario that they anticipate. Or it could just be trying something different because they actually was on the East Coast last. They were on the East Coast last week in New York. So maybe that's just a lot of going back and forth. Or perhaps what they want to do is come here and try to acclimate themselves to this weather a little bit. Maybe do some walk-arounds or some walkthroughs or whatever on some empty field somewhere to try to to try to acclimate themselves to Duval and the weather so that it's not a total shock to them. If I'm Jaguars, I don't give them a break. I try to go hurry up. And if I don't go hurry up, I go no huddle and I don't substitute. My first 20 plays would be no huddle, because if you don't huddle, they can't substitute. And if they try to substitute, line up and hike the ball. You feel me? If you don't bring in players, they can't bring in players. So I go with my base, and I would right away let them know that this is what we're going to do. We're going to run a little bit. Now, it might not be effective against them because they play and practice in low altitude. So they'll probably come here and feel like this is a breeze. But one thing about Florida, it seems like we have our own sun. So the one thing I'd do is I'd use our sun, right? I think Jacksonville has its own sun. That's what it feels like sometimes at the game. So the first thing that I would do is I would take Urban Meyer's advice if I was Darrell Bevell, and I would make it up tempo. Now, you run into a problem and it gets dangerous that if you decide to do that and it's three and out, and then they score, and now you're behind, and now you're forcing the pace and you're hurrying up, but you're hurrying up to a butt whooping, and that's what you don't want to do. But you're more likely to succeed with the script early because it's what you worked on all week and is what you practiced. And I wouldn't defer. I know in the NFL, this thing, if you win the toss, you defer. If I'm Jacksonville, I want the ball first. I want the ball first. And if I have to max protect Trevor, then I'd max protect Trevor. But I know this, the first play of the game, if it isn't a run, it better be a quick out to Chenault. If it's not a run by James Washington, it should be a quick out to Chenault. It is critical for me that the Jaguars get off to, I wouldn't even say a fast start, even though that's obvious. You want them to get off to a fast start. I just want them to get off to a start that isn't slow and pedestrian. I don't want a three and out. I don't want one penalty on that first. Look, if you're good enough and if you're confident enough, you should be able to play within the rules, right? No penalties, no self-inflicted wounds. It'd be nice if they held on to the ball for 6 or 7 minutes and it ends up in some points, preferably a touchdown. Because you get some confidence, you start to feel good as a staff, the fans are starting to feel good, and then you want to put a little seed of doubt in your opponents, especially when it's hot outside. Because now if you get off to a good start, let me tell you how this works, and we've seen it a whole lot of times. The home opener is going to be crazy. You get off to a pretty good start on your drive and get some points. Let's just say you get 7. You kick it off deep. They get it on the 25. Crowd's going crazy. And you got Teddy Bridgewater over there. And you can get some pressure on him and get an incompletion or even a sack early. Oh, my God. I know the game won't be over, because I just saw a game last night between Washington and the Giants where the Giants started off real fast, Washington started real slow, and Washington was able to slowly turn it around. But if you are the Jacksonville Jaguars, that's the kind of start that you want to get out to. So my keys to the game last week were no turnovers, no self-inflicted wounds, no dumb penalties on third down, get off the field, limit a lot of their third down conversions, no personal fouls, and master the kicking game. Don't miss kicks. And I think every one of those things was something that the Jaguars did wrong. And that's, you know, pretty much why they lost. The keys to the game this week, same thing. Self-inflicted wounds, unforced errors. Give yourselves a chance. Now, the last I checked, Jerry Jeudy was out for Denver. But it gives you one less guy you have to guard, especially a guy who does a lot of stuff where he changes directions and runs routes and confuses your people. Because last week it looked like the Jaguars were confused a little bit. I think they'll welcome Trey Herndon back with open arms Sunday. And that's a good thing. I like Trevor Lawrence's chances. I do believe that Teddy Bridgewater is a good quarterback. I think he's a better pure passer than Tyrod Taylor. However, he does not pose the And it doesn't mean he's a statue, but he doesn't oppose the threat of running the ball and being as elusive as Tyrod Taylor. So I look for some opportunities for the defensive line of Jacksonville to get some sacks. Come Sunday, I hope the Jaguars can pull it off. Will they? Well, let me tell you what shouldn't happen in segment three. What cannot happen at all in segment three is going to be real plain and simple to you. And then I'll give you, I'm going to make a prediction. That's right. I'm going to make a prediction for you here on Locked On Jaguars on a Friday. And I'll do it in just 1 second for segment three. After I let you know about Bet Online, we're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. Now, look, if you missed some of the games already, don't always worry about the winner. Sometimes you got to focus on the spread. Doesn't matter who wins or loses if you don't have the right team to match up with the points that are being given away. And that's how you can get paid. Sometimes you got to take that, favorite and give away those points, man. It works. Sometimes it really works. And with new and updated site interface, even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Now, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports is at BetOnline. But here's what you have to do. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Now, you heard me. They're going to match your initial deposit by 100% in the form of a welcome bonus. But you have to do that by using the promo code Locked On. That's double your initial deposit. That's unreal just for signing up. So don't forget to use the promo code Locked On to make sure that you get that 100% bonus match. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Don't stand on the sideline. Get in on the action and get paid while you're being right. Don't just be right and brag about it. Get paid for being right and go spend you some money. Segment three here on a Friday, talking about what I think will happen. Well, here's what I think can't happen. Bip, 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 touchdown. Nope. You can't let them score quickly. And if they score quickly, you can't get a three and out and get them another set of points via field goal or touchdown. If I look up and there's 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter and the Jags are down 10-0, they're in trouble. Doesn't mean they can't come back. It just means that that's not where you want to be when you're a young team with a first-year coach coming off of a loss last week, trying to find a way to be confident. Because here's going to be the scene. The scene is going to be wild. Jaguar fans are forgiving. This is their home opener. They've been waiting for this forever. They still leave room for Urban and Trevor to make this year special. They really do. I know it sounded like last week that it was, oh, man, here we go again, same old Jaguars. That's just the way Jaguar fans react to stuff. And, you know, I'm not omniscient, but I do know this. I know them. I know them because I've been a grief counselor for them for years now. I know what time it is with them, and I know what's going on. It was just upset. And really, they were not just upset about the game itself or the result, but it was a combination of why. Because a lot of stories had been sneaking out in the media about the coaches not being on the same page and Urban not listening to the coaches. The coach is not listening to him. Fans thinking that he's trying to change the culture and he needs to ride everybody really hard without realizing that the people he's riding are not the people that he brought, are the people that he brought here. Those aren't the same people that have been here losing. All of those folks that folks keep saying, well, he needs to get on them because all they do is lose. They weren't here. They came with him. And I hate to frown. And before we started doing our podcast on video, you couldn't tell I was frowning, but I'm frowning now because folks just don't pay attention sometimes. It's not true. He needs to ride his staff as hard as he can. Why? He picked them. Those aren't the people who were here. That's not Gus Bradley. That's not Todd Wash. That ain't D. Walker. Who are you talking about? Coach Middleton ain't here anymore. Dave Caldwell's not there. Who's he supposed to be teaching a lesson to? The people he picked? He picked them because he apparently should have been picking those people because he thought they knew how to win, right? So when folks say that, it drives me crazy. He's changing the culture. He is the culture. He brought those people with him. Doesn't make sense. They need to be together. He interviewed them. He hired them. They should be on the same page. What's the problem? That's what made Jaguar fans angry. It's because as they heard that stuff, right? They were like, BS. And then they saw the results on the field, and they were like, well, maybe it's true. The Jaguar fans don't want a hot mess. They've had that for years. So just look better. Just look better. Be on the same page. Clout. Coach the players. Encourage them, even when they're down. Come on, man, we can do better. Let's go. That's what they want to see. They don't want to see you hang your head down like, oh, God, this is horrible. And that's what it looked like. And whether it's true or not, it looked terrible. It looked like he was disgusted. And it looked like he was disgusted about things that were out of his control when, no, they're not. They're in your control. Sometimes when you get disgusted like that, you need to look in the mirror. And then that finger point stuff, the Jaguar fans don't have time for that foolishness. We've been dealing with that forever. So what they're craving is a joint effort that looks like everybody's on the same page. Everybody's fighting together. Everybody's trusting each other. And even if you fall up short, that's all right. You're going to live the fight another day. The question is, will it happen Sunday? If I'm a gambling man, yes, it will. Will they win? Don't know. But I do think you'll see something that is closer. It'll more closely reflect your hopes and dreams for what you thought this team was going to be this year. And they might actually win. But I do think some of the best teachers is hard lessons. I swear I ain't never heard that before, but that just rolled off my tongue. And it sounds good. I might put it on a t-shirt. I really believe that, though. I think they're going to do well. Now, whether or not they'll win or not, you might need to ask somebody else. You might need to go to the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling and find out what he thinks about it. That even if they don't win and you can get you some points, if the game's going to be close, you can still win it on a point spread, if that's what you so feel like doing. But make sure if you're going to bet on the game, you do tune in to subscribe and listen to the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q here on the Locked On Podcast Network, along with expert Lee Sterling. I'm going to see y'all Sunday, man. I'm going to see you Sunday, and then I'll be on our Tegna Partners, First Coast News. I'll be on a Sunday night with Chris Porter and James Coleman, giving you my spill on what the game did today. Also, tune in for an instant reaction here on the Locked On Podcast Network and on social media. I'll drop that in, too, and that will also be posted on YouTube. All right, man, you guys take care of each other. Tailgate safely, enjoy your college football tomorrow, and get ready. Leave yourself some energy now for what you're supposed to be bringing on Sunday at the tailgate at TIA Bank Field. Salute to all you guys, man. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend and continue to take care of each other. And good luck to your Jaguars, and I hope for you, because you deserve it so bad, I hope for you that this team gives you something to be proud of on Sunday. Take care.